Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud Rain 333. Welcome back to this channel. Thank you for coming to hear the things that the Lord has been sharing with me through words, dreams, visions, messages, and warnings. And today I have what I would call an alert concerning these eclipses. This is a second video concerning the eclipse that the Lord has been showing me. He has a couple more things that I felt I was supposed to share with you. The first thing is that this eclipse is also pointing to a famine that is coming. Just like in the days of Joseph and the famine in the land of Egypt. If you remember, Joseph was given King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams to interpret, and there were two dreams. One was that there were seven fat cows and seven skinny cows, and the seven skinny cows devoured and ate the seven fat cows. And then the second dream, or I would call these visions, that Nebuchadnezzar had was that he saw a healthy, plump, seven grains, heads of grain. They were healthy, they were full. But then he saw seven very thin, wind-torn heads of grain. And then he saw those skinny heads of grain devour the seven healthy ones. So those were the two dreams that he received, and they were interpreted by Joseph that it meant that there was going to be 7 years of plenty, just like there were seven fat cows and seven healthy heads of grain, and it would be followed by 7 years of lack or famine. And Joseph was given the commission to save up during the 7 years of plenty to save up for food storage so they would have enough during the 7 years of famine. So why do I say that this these intersecting eclipses point to famine? Well, it is the same pattern that I believe is being brought to us, but this time it's not through a king's dream or dreams, but it's through these two eclipses. These are signs. They are also 7 years apart, like the king's dream. And they actually intersect at a place called Little Egypt, Illinois, where there has been known in the past that they have an abundance of food in that area, in that general area. So these are all pointing to, I believe, the story or the event that happened with Joseph and the 7 years of famine. Now, we have already gone through the 7 years of plenty. When the first eclipse came, it was the first warning saying people should start being prepared because there's going to be 7 years of plenty. I believe we've seen that 7 years of plenty, and we're starting to see things now start dwindling, going down. We're going to now be entering into this 7 years of lack or possibly famine that is coming. Now, a couple of days ago, I woke up to these words. I heard, prepare the ark, prepare the ark. And I knew what the Lord was telling me. He was warning us to get ready for what is coming, brothers and sisters. So this was another alert warning that the Lord wanted me to put out there for you. The second thing I want to bring to you is a word that I heard just a few days ago on the 5th of March, 2024. I heard this while I woke. I heard three fours. I heard three fours. I heard four, four, four. And then I heard this. I heard a time in the month of April. April. I heard the month of April. The month of April. And when you look up in Strong's Concordance, in the Hebrew Strong's Concordance, you look up 444, and it stands for this. It means filthy. It means to be corrupted morally, and it means to be tainted. And I believe the Lord gave that to me because that is the condition of America now. There are three verses that this actual word filthy is used in a different way. There are three of them. Job's 13:16 that says this, how much less man who is an abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water. And then Psalms 14:3, it says, they have all turned aside, they have together become corrupt, there is none who does good, no, not one. And then Psalms 53:3, it says, every one of them has turned aside, they have together become corrupt, there is none who does good, no, not one. So those are the three verses that point to the 444 that I heard from the Lord. And I believe he gave this to me because this is the reason we are seeing what's going on with America right now. I believe we're seeing the fall of America that's happening before our very eyes. All right, the last thing I want to share with you is that while I was doing research for the eclipse, the Lord reminded me of something that he had given me years ago. I knew he had given me the word 40 days, but I could not remember in what it was in reference to. I couldn't remember when. So I had to go back into the archives and find where I had heard that, because the Lord, again, brought it to my mind. He had given me the words 40 days, and I found it. And it refers to something I wrote back in 2017. Like I said, I have all these links in my blog. And I wrote about this in 2017. It was an article, and it was about the eclipses. I didn't remember that it was even about the eclipses, but it was about the eclipse. And what I heard was back, I think it was in August. I have to look at the date. But it was a word I heard. I woke up and I heard 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. And I believe that this refers now to what Jonah said when he went to Nineveh. He entered the city and he cried out and he said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. I said this in my last video. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the Lord was highlighting these 40 days. And I believe that this 40 days actually stands for a period of repentance. Just like the Nineveh had 40 days to repent. And that this is a period of repentance that is needed for any disasters to be relented, to be stopped. So back then it was a call to repentance. And I believe now that this eclipse is a call for repentance. It points to a time frame, not necessarily 40 days, but a time frame that if people do not repent, we're going to see, I don't know exactly what, we have so many things coming at us in America right now anyway, but we're going to see for sure a disaster come from the hand of God. Was there repentance after the first eclipse that came? I don't think there was any repentance, even though I know there was not only myself, but there were a few other people that were calling for repentance during this time. Now we're going into another one, and I believe, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is calling us right now, those of you who are prayer warriors, that we need to be diligently praying for repentance to fall upon the land, so that people can be convicted and turn from their self-seeking ways and they can repent and turn back to the Lord. All right, I'm going to end with a very short message that I did receive in that August of 2017 when the Lord gave me 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. And I'm going to just go ahead and reread that now. And I'll end with that. Here's what I heard. The day of repentance has come. Will you be found lacking in confession, or will you humble yourselves before him? As it was in Noah, so shall it be again. 40 days of judgment washed over the land. There was a great purging coming, and he wanted his children to be ready for it. Judgment comes, and it will be swift. The cost will be great, so will the sorrow. Hide under the wings of the Almighty and let him be your defender. Repent of your sins, don't hold back, and he will forgive all who come. Before long, the shaking will come, and all who feel it will know it is the hand of God. Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in him, and he will save you. Heed the words of the prophets from yesteryear and today. Do not be critical or doubting. Don't let unbelief into your hearts, for it is the kiss of death. Remain true to him, and he will remain in you. You are loved and cherished. And that was the end of the message that I received back in 2017. And I'm going to end now with Ezekiel 22:30. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one.